This episode is brought to you by Curie Briefs, the smartest 3-minute read in medicine. Think of it like mental floss for busy clinicians. Sharp, concise, and clinically relevant. Check it out today at Curie.md. And now, on to the show. Welcome back, everyone. This is Mike, and you're listening to Curie, your trusted investigative companion, exploring the critical developments shaping healthcare today. You know, there's always been a fascinating dynamic in public health, the delicate dance between science, politics, and public trust. And nothing captures that complicated tango better than vaccines. Right now, an unprecedented drama is unfolding at the CDC, America's key guardian of immunization policy. And it's creating shockwaves in the healthcare community. Today, we're diving deep into the overhaul of the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, better known as ACIP, under the controversial leadership of Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the current Secretary of Health and Human Services. Buckle up. This one's quite a ride. First, a quick history lesson. ACIP has been around since 1964, established at a time when polio and measles were rampant, aiming to provide rigorous, evidence-based recommendations for vaccination. It's considered the gold standard. Their decisions literally decide what goes into millions of Americans' arms each year. ACIP meets regularly, holds transparent debates, and recommendations must pass rigorous reviews to become national vaccine policy. Doctors across the country rely heavily on ACIP's guidance, not just for clinical decisions, but also because it dictates what vaccines insurers cover. For decades, ACIP has had a remarkable public health impact, playing a role in eradicating smallpox and dramatically curbing diseases like measles and polio. It's estimated vaccines recommended by ACIP have saved millions of lives and prevented countless cases of serious illness and disability. However, that dependable process was thrown into turmoil recently. On June 9, 2025, Secretary Kennedy took the extraordinary step of abruptly firing all 17 sitting members of ACIP. This move was unprecedented, shocking the medical community, and leaving public health officials scrambling to make sense of what had happened. Kennedy justified this dramatic decision, saying the panel needed a clean sweep to restore trust in vaccines. In a fiery Wall Street Journal op-ed, Kennedy accused the former committee of functioning as a rubber stamp for pharmaceutical companies. He said the previous administration had stacked ACIP with experts, too cozy with the vaccine industry, never voting down a vaccine recommendation, even though some, he claimed, should have been. But here's the thing. Kennedy's history makes this move particularly controversial. Before his role at HHS, he was a prominent figure in anti-vaccine circles, openly skeptical of vaccine safety, and known for promoting discredited theories linking vaccines to autism. Many in the medical community saw this firing as a stark betrayal of Kennedy's promises made during his confirmation, where he explicitly vowed not to shake up the ACIP. Dr. Paul Offit, a prominent infectious disease expert, was especially critical, noting, ACIP should be given awards, not fired. Their recommendations have improved child health profoundly. Former CDC Director Dr. Tom Frieden echoed this, saying, "We'll look back at this as a grave mistake, one that opened the door to fringe theories rather than facts guiding vaccine recommendations. It's clear the health community is deeply concerned." Kennedy quickly announced replacements, but this rapid reshaping raised eyebrows too. Usually ACIP membership selection involves rigorous conflict of interest vetting, and it takes over a year, but Kennedy managed to assemble his new panel in just weeks. So who exactly are these new members? Some choices are eyebrow-raising, to put it mildly. For instance, Robert Malone, a controversial physician, gained prominence spreading unsubstantiated claims against COVID-19 mRNA vaccines during the pandemic. He's joined by Martin Kulldorff, a respected epidemiologist who became widely known for the contentious Great Barrington Declaration, advocating against COVID lockdowns and vaccine mandates. Another controversial pick is Vicki Pebsworth-Diebold, a nurse who sits on the board of the National Vaccine Information Center, a well-known anti-vaccine advocacy group. Critics argue these appointments undermine ACIP's historical scientific rigor. Even Cody Meissner, a pediatrician who previously served on ACIP, is drawing attention Although he's deeply experienced, Meissner has recently expressed cautious skepticism about COVID vaccine recommendations for children, aligning somewhat with Kennedy's recent vaccine policy decisions. Kennedy defends his picks vigorously, insisting they bring diverse perspectives necessary to restore public trust. But here's the tension. Will these appointments help or hurt public trust in vaccines? Many physicians fear the latter. Dr. Catherine Edwards, a respected vaccine researcher, voiced serious concerns. This move removed pediatricians, internists, geriatricians, people with decades of experience. Now that expertise isn't there, I'm very worried. And the stakes couldn't be higher. Historically, strong ACIP recommendations ensured high vaccination rates, but recently, childhood immunization coverage has slipped below critical thresholds, and measles outbreaks are ticking upward again. Public health experts worry Kennedy's controversial appointments could exacerbate these troubling trends. If parents doubt the legitimacy of ACIP's recommendations, or if providers hesitate to follow guidance they view as politically influenced, we risk creating dangerous gaps in vaccination coverage. The financial implications are huge, too. ACIP's recommendations directly influence which vaccines insurers cover without cost sharing. If this new ACIP limits recommendations, Americans might find previously covered vaccines suddenly expensive or inaccessible, deepening health inequities. So far, Kennedy's administration has already made controversial moves such as stopping COVID-19 vaccine recommendations for healthy children and pregnant women without ACIP's input. Some experts see this as a troubling precedent that further undermines the committee's independence. Amid all this uncertainty, there's the broader ethical question. Has politics overtaken science? Kennedy insists his approach eliminates conflicts of interest, but critics argue his new appointments reflect different biases rather than eliminating bias altogether. Richard Hughes, a health lawyer, summed it well. This overturns decades of thoughtful, evidence-based decision-making. It risks misinformation infecting what was previously a bastion of scientific consensus. Indeed, there's a real fear among healthcare professionals about what lies ahead. Michael Osterholm, a veteran epidemiologist, bluntly stated, "We've demonstrated politics can now overrun science. It's scary to think what's next." To combat potential misinformation or skewed policy recommendations, Osterholm and others even launched the Vaccine Integrity Project, a backup plan should official channels falter. Looking ahead, this ACIP shakeup signals a potentially major shift in America's vaccine policy landscape. Healthcare providers nationwide are already grappling with the uncertainty of future recommendations. Will pediatricians feel comfortable following a committee that includes vocal vaccine skeptics? Will hospitals and clinics need to devise their own vaccination guidelines if ACIP's advice becomes controversial? The ripple effects of this overhaul could last years, affecting trust, policy, and public health outcomes. One thing is certain, everyone invested in healthcare, and from providers to patients, needs to watch closely as this unfolds. Vaccines have saved countless lives, but their effectiveness relies on public trust. If Kennedy's gamble backfires, we might see preventable diseases resurge on a scale not seen in decades. At Curie, we'll keep digging into this story, ensuring you have the most informed perspective. We'll be back soon with updates as ACIP's new meetings take shape. For now, thanks for tuning in and staying informed. And remember, if you want sharp, concise updates on the most impactful medical news curated just for healthcare professionals, check out CurieMD, your go-to source for medical news without the noise. Until next time, this is Mike signing off from Curie. Stay curious and stay informed.